Studs Terkel, article from Wikipedia, La Free Encyclopedia. Louis Studs Terkel, May 16, 1912 to October 31, 2008, was an American author, historian, actor, and broadcaster based in Chicago. He's best remembered for his oral histories of common Americans and for hosting a long-running radio show in Chicago. Early life. Terkel was born in New York, New York, to Russian Jewish parents, but at the age of 8, he moved with his parents to Chicago, Illinois, where he spent most of his life. His father, Robert, was a tailor, and his mother, Anna, was a circus performer. He had two brothers, Ben, 1907 to 1965, and Meyer. From 1926 to 1936, his parents ran a rooming house that was a collecting point for people of all types. Terkel credited his knowledge of the world to the tenants who gathered in the lobby of the hotel and the people who congregated in nearby Bughouse Square. In 1939, he married Ida Goldberg, who lived 1912 to 1999, and they had one son, Paul, also known as Dan, who was named after Paul Robeson. Terkel received his J.D. from the University of Chicago Law School in 1934, but he said that instead of practicing law, he wanted to be a concierge at a hotel, and he soon joined a theater group. Career. Terkel joined the Works Progress Administration's Federal Writers Project, working in radio, doing work that varied from voicing soap opera productions and announcing news and sports, to presenting shows of recorded music and writing radio scripts and advertisements. Terkel was well known for his radio program titled The Studs Terkel Program that aired on 98.7 WFMT Chicago between 1952 and 1997. The one-hour program was broadcast each weekday during those 45 years. On this program, he interviewed guests as diverse as Bob Dylan, Leonard Bernstein, and Alexander Frey. Also in broadcasting, he was the central character of Studs' Place in the late 1940s and early 1950s, an unscripted television drama about the owner of a greasy spoon diner in Chicago, through which many famous people and interesting characters passed. This show, along with Marlon Perkins' Zoo Parade and the children's show Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, are widely considered canonical examples of the Chicago School of Television. Terkel published his first book, Giants of Jazz, in 1956. He followed it with a number of other books, most focusing on the history of the United States people, relying substantially on oral history. He also served as a distinguished scholar in residence at the Chicago History Museum. He appeared in a movie based on the Black Sox scandal, Eight Men Out, in which he played newspaper reporter Hugh Fullerton, who tries to uncover the White Sox players' plans to throw the 1919 World Series. Terkel received his nickname while he was acting in a play with another person named Lewis. To keep the two straight, the director of the production gave Terkel the nickname Studs, after the fictional character about whom Terkel was reading at the time, Studs Lonigan, of James T. Farrell's trilogy. Perhaps Terkel was best known for his oral histories, such as the 1970 book Hard Times, an oral history of the Great Depression, for which he assembled recollections of the Great Depression that span the socioeconomic spectrum from Okies through prison inmates to the wealthy. His 1974 book Working, in which, as reflected by its subtitle, people talk about what they do all day and how they feel about what they do, also was highly acclaimed. Working was made into a short-lived Broadway show in 1978 and was telecast on PBS in 1982. Terkel won the 1985 Pulitzer Prize for The Good War, which he challenged the prevailing notion that, in contrast to the Vietnam War era, World War II was a time of unblemished national solidarity, goodwill, and unified purpose. In 1997, Terkel was elected a member of the American Academy of Arts and Letters. 2 years later, he received the George Polk Career Award in 1999. Later life. In 2004, Terkel received the Elijah Parrish Lovejoy Award, as well as an honorary Doctor of Law degree from Colby College. In August 2005, Terkel underwent successful open-heart surgery. At the age of 93, he was one of the oldest people to undergo this form of surgery, and doctors reported his recovery to be remarkable for someone of that advanced age. On May 22, 2006, Turkle, along with other plaintiffs, filed a suit in federal district court against AT&T to stop the telecommunications carrier from giving customer telephone records to the National Security Agency without a court order. Having been blacklisted from working in television during the McCarthy era, I know the harm of government using private corporations to intrude into the lives of innocent Americans. When government uses the telephone companies to create massive databases of all of our phone calls, it's gone too far. End of quote from Turkle. The lawsuit was dismissed by Judge Matthew F. Kennelly on July 26, 2006. Judge Kennelly cited a state secrets privilege designed to protect national security from being harmed by lawsuits. In 2006, Turkle received the Dayton Literary Peace Prize's first-ever Lifetime Achievement Award. Turkle completed a new personal memoir titled Touch and Go, published in the fall of 2007. Turkle was a self-described agnostic. According to movie critic Roger Ebert, however, Turkle was an atheist. Turkle never learned to drive. Turkle died peacefully in a Chicago home on Friday, October 31, 2008, at the age of 96. He had been suffering ever since a fall in his home earlier in October 2008. At his last public appearance in 2007, Turkle said he was still in touch, but ready to go. Selected works: Giants of Jazz, 1957, Division Street, America, 1967, Hard Times, An Oral History of the Great Depression, 1970, Working, People Talk About What They Do All Day and How They Feel About What They Do, 1974, Talking to Myself, A Memoir of My Times, 1977, American Dreams, Lost and Found, 1983, The Good War, 1984, Chicago, 1986, The Great Divide, Second Thoughts on the American Dream, 1988, Race, What Blacks and Whites Think and Feel About the American Obsession, 1992, Coming of Age, The Story of Our Century by Those Who Lived It, 1995, My American Century, 1997, The Spectator, Talk About Movies and Plays with Those Who Make Them, 1999. Will the Circle Be Unbroken? Reflections on Death, Rebirth, and Hunger for a Faith, 2001. Hope Dies Last, Keeping the Faith in Difficult Times, 2003. And they all sang Adventures of an Eclectic Disc Jockey, 2005. Touch and Go, 2007. P.S. Further Thoughts from a Lifetime of Listening, 2008. Quotes. On being born in May 1912, as the Titanic went down, I came up. I hope for peace and sanity. It's the same thing. I've always felt in all my books that there's a deep decency in the American people and a native intelligence, providing they have the facts, providing they have the information. With optimism, you can look upon the sunny side of things. People say, Studs, you're an optimist. I never said I was an optimist. I have hope because what's the alternative to hope? Despair? If you have despair, you might as well put your head in the oven. That's why I wrote this book, to show how these people can imbue us with hope. I read somewhere that when a person takes part in community action, his health improves. Something happens to him or to her biologically. It's like a tonic. The older you are, the freer you are, as long as you last, Studs Terkel at the age of 95. Take it easy, but take it. For years, the sign-off line on his WFMT radio show. On breaking his hip, I was walking downstairs carrying a drink in one hand and a book in the other. Don't try that after 90. Conversation with future Nobel Prize winner Doris Lessing in 1969. Lessing, you do still have gangsters in Chicago, don't you? Turkel, yes, but these days they're mostly in business or politics. On Never Losing Hope to the Associated Press in 2003. A lot of people feel, what can I do? It's hopeless. Well, through all these years, there have been the people I'm talking about, whom we call activists, who give us hope, and through them we have hope. Self-chosen epitaph. Curiosity did not kill this cat. This concludes the article. This recording is distributed under the terms of the GNU. Free documentation license available at http://www.gnu.org.